For Bert Stedman, it all came down to the final day of the legislative session. That was when the House voted on two issues that Stedman views as key for the economy of Southeast Alaska: language authorizing Sitka to apply for a state loan to finish the Blue Lake Hydro Project, and a green light for financing of two mines on Prince of Wales Island. Both issues were attached as amendments to a larger bill, SB 99. The House passed that bill on Friday, April 25th, in literally the final hours of the two-year legislature. Stedman says it wasn't supposed to come down to the wire.
It's not a good strategy to have some of the most key economic issues over a two-year session for, you know, your area all on one bill in the final moments of the legislature. It's not how you plan things, but sometimes your friends help you position yourself to have that accomplished.
This might not have happened in previous legislatures when Stedman was co-chair of the powerful Senate Finance Committee. He held that post as part of the bipartisan majority that governed for 6 years until 2012, when Republicans won an outright majority in the state Senate. I asked if it was frustrating to lose the chairmanship.
It's extremely rare to have someone from Southeast chair or co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee. And Lyman Hoffman was my co-chair in 6 years straight as a state record. You know, you can't expect to be chairman of that committee, you know, till you retire. I mean, that's just not something you should expect.
And Stedman said Southeast might need to get used to having less power in Juneau. He said the bipartisan coalition, which empowered coastal lawmakers, is unlikely to return.
I would say it would, you know, it'd be nice, but I wouldn't expect it. We used to have a senator from Sitka, one from Petersburg-Wrangell, one from Ketchikan, and one from Juneau. Four of us, four senators in Southeast. Now we have two. 10 years from now, my expectation is we'll have 1.5.
That's largely because of population growth in the rail belt. Stedman has long said that the biggest divide in Alaska is not Republican versus Democrat, but urban versus rural, the rail belt versus the coast.
And there is a difference in political philosophy amongst the islands. And I don't know if we're just secluded, if we're the older part of the state, a little more mature and some of our viewpoints. We have, I think, a little longevity of Alaskans, and our economic interests don't correlate as tight. As an example, as I sit here in Raven Radio and I look out at the trawlers sitting in other boats in A and B Harbor, you know, there's a vast amount of trolling poles sticking up in the air. You don't see that in Anchorage. What you see in Anchorage is a discussion on oil and hydrocarbons.
About those hydrocarbons, Stedman supports the repeal of SB 21, the new oil tax regime passed in 2013, which he argues tilted the playing field too far towards the interests of oil companies. This year, he presented his own oil tax bill, SB 192, which would raise the minimum tax on oil companies and reduce credits. The bill didn't move out of the Senate Resources Committee. Stedman says Alaska's relationship with its oil producers is now in the hands of voters.
I think that one of the things that people in the discussion should remember, before you go to the polls here in August and express your opinion, is that we're an ownership state and we own the oil. And the tax mechanism is just a methodology for us to put a sale price on the hydrocarbon. And as the only state in the union that owns the subsurface, Alaska is different, and we the people need to stand up for our ownership rights, because if we don't stand up for them, I can guarantee you no one else is going to.
Stedman also introduced a resolution urging the U.S. Congress to transfer land in the Tongass National Forest to the state. He says he'd like to see more access to the Tongass for everything from recreational cabins to second-growth timber sales.
It's not a park. You know, people should have access to it.
Stedman says state control of the land would be an economic shot in the arm for Southeast.
You know, we're not the park for Rhode Island or New Jersey. You know, maybe we should have New York go back to the way it was 200 years ago. See what they think about that.
Yeah. I don't really want the Tongass to look like New Jersey, though. I'm from New Jersey.
Well, we're not worried. The Tongass is going to look like New Jersey. We're not crazy. We're not doing anything like that.
The Tongass resolution passed both houses of the legislature and is now waiting for the governor's signature. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.